Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock and this is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Cabinet is meeting this evening with an expectation that border counties will be moved to level 4 restrictions. It follows confirmation earlier today that a 4-week circuit breaker lockdown is to be introduced in Northern Ireland on Friday. The President of Letterkenny Chamber says local businesses are anxiously awaiting confirmation of what's to happen in Donegal in light of that announcement. This week, the Chambers in Letterkenny and Derry met on the border in an effort to encourage people in the Northwest to work together to defeat the virus. A record number of coronavirus cases recorded in the North in the past 24 hours. We'll hear from Michelle O'Neill. And later in the bulletin, Oisin will be here with the sports news that's coming up at around 7:15. The Cabinet meets this evening with an expectation that border counties will be moved to level 4 restrictions. It follows confirmation earlier that a 4-week lockdown is to be introduced in Northern Ireland from Friday. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
Big spending but little attention. Already the biggest budget in the history of the state is moving off the news agenda, and it wasn't even raised directly at leaders' questions in the Dáil today. Instead, the focus has turned to a Cabinet meeting this evening where it's expected ministers will approve level 4 restrictions for border counties. Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan are all likely to face further restrictions, but there may be a reprieve for Louth and Leitrim where the case numbers are lower. However, ministers will be looking to bring the border into line with a 4-week circuit breaker announced in Northern Ireland. That does pose some problems, as their lockdown is actually closer to level 3 here than level 4. For example, shops can stay open in the north, but would shut under level 4. Off-licences can open in the Republic, but have had their opening hours limited in Northern Ireland. Schools are also set to shut for an extended midterm of 2 weeks in the north, while that's not the plan here. So ministers may look to tweak the level slightly in their plans. An announcement isn't expected until around 9 o'clock tonight.
Well, the President of the Letterkenny Chamber says local businesses are anxiously awaiting confirmation of what's to happen in Donegal in light of the circuit breaker lockdown announcement. This week, the Chambers in Letterkenny and Derry met on the border in an effort to encourage people in the northwest to take on board the public health messages and work together to contain the spread of COVID-19. Letterkenny Chamber President Jimmy Stafford and his Derry counterpart Redmond McFadden took the move to stress that we are one region, we share the same space, and now like never before, cooperation is the key. Jimmy Stafford has been speaking to Highland Radio News, but he began by saying it is a nervous time for local retailers, particularly in light of this evening's Cabinet meeting.
It's very worrying, very concerning, because we look at the restrictions that were imposed across Northern Ireland today, which would say that retail would continue to trade. Well, it's our understanding, if we do move to level 4, a level 4 would mean our retail would have to close. And so our proximity to the border would be concerning for retailers right across the county. And here in Letterkenny, that, you know, a few miles across the border, retail would stay open. And we've expressed that concern. We've spoken to local TDs and Minister Charlie McConnell today to express our concern on behalf of our members right across Letterkenny who've been contacting us all day today, Donal.
Now, what you've done as well is launch this video yourselves and your colleagues in the chamber across the border in Derry, saying, everyone, let's work together to ensure that we defeat this pandemic and get things back to normal as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and again, we've been working closely with Derry Chamber over the last couple of months in various initiatives, including meeting Minister Simon Coveney, but we came together on the border yesterday to record a video message appealing to people on right across the Northwest region to follow the guidelines, to, you know, social distance, wear a mask, wash their hands, and to avoid social gatherings. At this stage, we can see the numbers are rising, Donal, and a very worrying trend, and I think it's incumbent on us all now, and as we discussed around businesses, not just for businesses but for the jobs, for the people employed, and primarily for all our health, that's to ask, and it's an unprecedented for us to come together like this and appeal to people now over the coming days and weeks to follow the guidelines. We need to get to work together to bring this disease back and bring the numbers back down.
And that was Letterkenny Chamber President Jimmy Stafford. You can see a link to that video on our website, highlandradio.com. Well, the number of COVID-19 cases in Northern Ireland continues to rise. Another record number announced this evening. 1,217 new coronavirus cases announced in Northern Ireland today. 4 additional deaths, 2 of them historic. Meanwhile, the 4-week circuit breaker lockdown announced today will come into effect on Friday. The measures include, as Sean Defoe said earlier, an extended Halloween break for schools, which will now reopen on November 2nd. Well, Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill says that 2-week-long closure could be extended further on review.
This intervention, which we have announced today, is for an extended school holiday, so schools will close for the period of 2 weeks. But we did build in, because of the change in nature of the situation, we have built in a review after that two-week period, where perhaps we have to be open to looking at all the other things, for example, online learning, blended learning.
Well, the principal of Holy Cross College in Strabane says the first term of any school year is crucial and the latest lockdown would be seriously disruptive to children's learning. Holy Cross school principal Claire Daly says it's been a difficult time for all concerned and this will not help.
The crucial term in any school calendar is the first term. From September to Christmas, that's when most teaching is done and that's when the greatest sort of settle time of the year exists, and that's when, as I say, the best delivery of learning and teaching is done. To take a week, an extra week off at Halloween, given that we've had such disruption already, we have been struggling really, really hard here in the college to keep the college open.
Well, in the Republic, the Education Minister says schools will remain open in the border county if they are moved to level four. A four-week lockdown, which includes that extended midterm break, coming into effect, as we've said, north of the border on Friday. Cabinet ministers meeting this evening to decide whether or not the border counties of Cavan, Monaghan and Donegal should move to level four in response to the situation in the north. Minister Norma Foley says public health officials are insisting that it is safe for schools to stay open.
It is an absolute determination that we would maintain that our schools would remain open, and I think really indeed in recent conversations it is clear that that's not just within the education sector. I think all of society is very keen that we would maintain our schools open, and that's what we intend to do.
Well, a circuit breaker is the term being used to describe what's coming into force in Northern Ireland on Friday. Now, one professor in UCC is saying that is not a correct term to use. Professor Gerry Killeen from UCC, a virus expert, says breaking the chains of transmission of COVID-19 will now take a lot longer than 1 month. He says, whereas there was an opportunity on the island to stamp out the disease during the summer, there may be a second chance.
I think the term has been inappropriately used. Within a month, that there's no technical basis for assuming that that will produce any sustainable gains. A circuit breaker means you break the circuit, and there's only one way to do that. And that from where we are today, that will take more time than it needed to. You know, we were much closer back in June, but we do have a second chance.
There are fears over the long-term impact that COVID-19 will have on the likes of sporting, voluntary and community groups in the county. The pandemic has reduced local groups' ability to raise funds in the same capacity as pre-COVID levels, with many struggling to provide their services as a result. These groups rely heavily on fundraising to keep them afloat, and Donegal County Council says it's actively ensuring that they're aware of all funding avenues available to them. Councillor Jack Murray says this is just a short-term fix and more is needed to guarantee their survival.
Many struggle to raise enough funding to provide the top-class services that they do anyway, never mind now the complete kind of almost prohibition from being able to raise funds, like the likes of entrance fees to games no longer exist, even when crowds were allowed to attend, they were very small in number. We can't have functions, sponsored walks, like a coffee morning, so it's going to take years for these community groups to get back up on their feet again, our sporting organisation. So,
and we do know that there are a number of different schemes currently available for them to get support, but what you're really looking for is a more long-term solution.
Absolutely. There has been some schemes announced, but I think they're inadequate and they're not going to address the huge shortfall. Some of our sporting organisations might never recover unless they're given financial packages that meet their needs, because it's huge and so widespread. Many won't even realise just how bad it's been until the years ahead as they try to get things back up and going again. And obviously, as businesses are threatened and going to the wall, they were the lifeblood for many organisations and their sponsorship and ongoing support. So it's a very, very serious organisation for.
And a lack of these voluntary groups within a community would have undoubtedly a knock-on effect on the local community.
Absolutely. We talk about promoting mental health. It's essential that the sport and wellbeing is essential to that, and we need these community groups. They are the lifeblood of our communities. They're in the very fabric of everything that's good in Donegal, so they're essential and they absolutely need to be supported.
Well, there has been some good news for some community groups today, particularly those involved in the heritage area. The Heritage Council has confirmed €45,000 in funding for six heritage initiatives across the county. The money is being awarded to community groups in Inishtrahill Island, Desert, Lahadoon, Remelton, Mallon and Lentes. Full details on our website, highlandradio.com. The funding has been announced under the government's job stimulus package. Joseph Gallagher is Donegal County Council's heritage officer. He says this is an important announcement.
The Community Heritage Grant Scheme is very much targeted at community groups and the wonderful work that they do in terms of conserving and promoting our natural built and cultural heritage. The funding that's been given to the six Donegal-based projects is over 8% of what was available nationally, so Donegal groups have fared very well in terms of the work that they're doing, not just in terms of the conservation of heritage, but also in terms of supporting local jobs. And it'll also help as well with the recovery of the tourism industry in time.
In terms of the sites themselves, there's a good geographical spread. We're up as far north as Mallon, we're as far south as Ardrah and close to Inver, so there is a good balance right across the county.
Yeah, the projects themselves, they're targeted at improving access to heritage sites or applying good heritage practice to the management of these heritage sites. So the groups, in terms of the works that they do, some of them involve surveys to Inishtrahill Island. In other cases, it's conservation works such as a T-shirt in the foothills of the Bluestack Mountains for the conservation there of an archaeological site. It might be the preparation of an ecological survey at Dune Fort in Lahadoon, or conservation works to the Georgian House on the Bray in Remelton. There's also survey work taking place, as you mentioned, at Mallon Well Old Church Heritage Site, which is a wonderful location, and again to find out more about the history and heritage of that site. And then also an infantry and condition survey of the Laurels, which is Brian Field's mother's home in Glenties, and that's been undertaken by the Brian Field Trust.
And that was Joseph Gallagher, the Heritage Officer with Donegal County Council. The manager of Daly's filling station in Lifford says the attitude of some Gardaí at checkpoints is impacting on his business. The station is located not far from Lifford Bridge, which has been a hotspot for rolling Garda checkpoints since Donegal moved to level 3 COVID-19 restrictions. Many residents in nearby Strabane are patrons of the filling station, and there are claims many of them are being turned back by Gardaí. Well, Daly's manager, Ger Crawford, says Lifford and Strabane are married and should be treated as such.
It's the attitude at the checkpoint and how they go about. Like, we have had customers come out and they say, where are you going? Daly's. I have an account up there. Right, this is the last time you're getting out, because see, next week, you're not being allowed out. You know, it's the attitude that's coming across that seems to be... Now, set the checkpoint up outside. People will tell you, I live outside that checkpoint and have family and Lifford, as opposed to vice versa. But I like to think everybody is doing their best. I don't have a concern with the checkpoints. The checkpoints are there to help and advise us and point us in the right direction. As I'm trying to get through to you, it's the attitude of the checkpoints.
And that was Ger Crawford speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today. It's been claimed that between 25 and 30 million euro in cancelled bookings is owed to travel agents from airlines. The Irish Travel Agents Association made the claim before the Oireachtas Transport Committee, which is discussing the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on aviation. It says the sector is in a desperate situation and has been burning cash since March. Aaron Brady has been handed a mandatory life sentence for the capital murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue. The 29-year-old from Glen shot Detective Donoghue from close range during an armed robbery outside Lordship Credit Union in County Louth in 2013. The names of all the Stardust victims have been read out at the beginning of a pre-inquest into their deaths in a fire in Artane, Dublin in 1981. A minute's silence was also held at the coroner's court for the 48 young people who died at the Valentine's Disco almost 40 years ago. The court was told next year's inquests will be entirely new and will not be bound by the findings of the original hearings.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to Washington Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with international football. The Republic of Ireland continue their search for a first win under the current Nation League campaign, and indeed under the guidance of manager Stephen Kenny. Ireland are, of course, in Helsinki. They're facing off against Finland. The match 16 minutes old at this stage, and no goals to report so far. Team-wise, West Brom's Dara O'Shea has made his senior international debut in defence. Jason Malumba is retained after a good showing last time out in midfield against Wales, while Darren Horgan and Sean Maguire promoted to the starting lineup, with Aaron Connolly going straight into the 11 after he was absent for the last two matches. No goals to report as yet in the early stages of that tie. In the other game in Ireland's group, starting at 7:45, Bulgaria will entertain Wales. Northern Ireland hope to avoid another thrashing at the hands of Norway when they meet in the Nations League later. They were thumped 5-1 by tonight's hosts in last month's group game at Windsor Park. Ian Barraclough's side follow last week's win over Bosnia-Herzegovina in the Euro qualifiers with a defeat to Austria at the weekend. Captain Stephen Davis says they're desperate to bounce back from that defeat.
We're disappointed with the result against Austria, but we always knew it was going to be difficult. As we put so much into the game against Bosnia, we believe we can be better than what we've shown and certainly carry a bigger threat as well.
Seamus Coleman is expected to be fit for Saturday's Merseyside derby with Liverpool. The Republic of Ireland captain missed the entire international window due to a hamstring injury, but was back training with his club since Monday. As Everton boss Carlo Ancelotti says, Coleman, Andre Gomez and Allen are all fit for the visit of the champions to Goodison Park. The FAI Appeals Committee have found Wexford in breach of fielding an ineligible player in four First Division matches. Those games were away to Athlone Town in July, and then in August at home to Cabinteely and away to Shamrock Rovers 2 and Cove Ramblers. Wexford will now forfeit all of the four matches by 3-0. New coronavirus restrictions in Northern Ireland will mean spectators will not be able to attend sporting events for at least the next 4 weeks. Elite sport will be allowed to continue, however, including inter-county GAA matches from senior to under 20 to under 17 and ladies, Pro 14 rugby and soccer internationals. Also coming under the elite bracket is the Irish Premiership, which will be allowed to start the new season this coming weekend, but any soccer below that level will be halted. COVID-19 could have a major impact on this weekend's National League GAA schedule. The GAA Central Competition Controls Committee are set to meet tonight to deal with a number of requests from counties. Fermanagh have lodged a formal request to have their game with Clare on Sunday deferred. Up to 17 members of the Fermanagh panel have been affected by COVID. The Erin County would be forced to make a call on whether or not to fulfil the fixture should that request be turned down. And Longford have asked to have their Division 3 game with Derry taken out of Celtic Park. That's because of the high number of cases in the Derry area. Well, Donegal, of course, resume their league campaign against Tyrone on Sunday at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. That game starts at 4:00. There will, of course, be full live match coverage on Highland Sunday Sport as from the throw-in time. But before that, Galway are playing Mayo. Galway making 9 changes from the team which last played in the league. But should Galway win that game, no matter the result of Donegal and Tyrone, it would mean Donegal would be safe in Division 1 for another campaign. Donegal boss Declan Bonner hasn't reported any major injury concerns ahead of the tie, saying that all players are on the training pitch. Declan says Sunday's game will be a good judge of where they're at pre-championship.
Tyrone will they're always going to be highly competitive. I mean, they're one of the top teams in the country over the last couple of decades. Mickey's done a brilliant job and he's been there a long, long time now. And, it's always going to be a very interesting Northwest Derby when Donegal play Tyrone. But we're basically looking at getting our end of it right to see exactly where we're at as we enter a very, very busy period. And it'll definitely stretch the whole squad that we have because, as I say, you're taking this on a day-to-day basis. If it's not injuries, it could be COVID. It could be a couple of players at any given time. So we've got to be ready and meet those challenges as to come.
COVID-19 has wreaked havoc on the Tyrone Minor football squad as they prepare for an Ulster Championship clash with Donegal on Saturday week. Looks like the Red Hands will be without up to 10 of their players for the trip to Ballybuffet. The virus has not directly affected the panel, but serious impact has come from close contacts in school settings and within the community. In snooker, Mark Allen has suffered a second round exit at the English Open in Milton Keynes. The world number 5 was whitewashed 4-0 by Robbie Williams. Later on, world champion Ronnie O'Sullivan goes up against Ryan Day. While in cycling, Sam Bennett has confirmed his participation in this year's Vuelta España. The Spanish Grand Tour gets underway next Tuesday. It'll be the first time in his career that the Tour de France green jersey winner will have ridden 2 Grand Tours in a season. And finally, just back to soccer and dipping into that international once again, where of course the Republic of Ireland are taking on Finland in Helsinki, Group 4 of the Nations League. And with 21 minutes played, it remains scoreless. Donal.
Thank you, Washing. Irish Water says raw sewage discharges in Donegal have been reduced by 60% and further investment in the county is planned. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Since 2014, Irish Water has built new wastewater infrastructure for Bundoran, Killybegs and St Johnston, and as a direct result, the volume of raw sewage being discharged into waterways has been reduced 60% in Donegal. Colm Claffey, Regional Delivery Lead with Irish Water, has confirmed that in working to eliminate the discharge of raw sewage, land acquisition and planning permission have been obtained for new wastewater treatment plants in Kilcar and Kerrykeel, with works due to commence in 2021. Subject to planning permission, works are to commence in Burtonport in 2021, with works in Rathmullen and Remelton to follow in 2022. The utility is also advancing plans to address untreated discharges from Moville and Coolatee. Mr Claffey says while significant achievements have been made, Irish Water acknowledges the size and scale of the challenges being faced, including planning and land acquisition, and the need to reprioritise investment to respond to emerging needs, which have all resulted in slower progress than initially forecast.
Well, Irish Water is being urged to do more in Letterkenny, particularly in the area of Bonagie and Dromore. Major work being done on the two-lane road between Dry Arch and Polestar roundabouts next year. Councillor Jerry McMonagle says it would be sensible for Irish Water to carry out a sewage project at the same time.
It's something that's been on the agenda of not just the municipal district, but also Letterkenny Town Council when it was going. We are now in a position where they're going to do the work on the four lane next year, begin that. I think that's an opportune time for to put in place the sewer from the Polestar roundabout right out to Bonagie. And to help and assist with the environmental guidelines that have been set by Europe and indeed by the government.
We also see the extent to which development is growing out in that general direction, and it does need the facilities if development is to continue apace. And as you say, if the road's going to be dug up, there's going to be major work there anyway. Let's get it all done. Kill two birds with one stone.
Well, that would make sense. And what we had a meeting recently with Irish Water at long last, and what we've seen, and we're very disappointed, that they're 2024 programme for Letterkenny is all but finished, and we see this as an opportune time. Why would we go to all the bother of spending millions on putting in a new carriageway and then come back maybe a year or two later to take it all up again? Now's the time to do it when the works is going to be carried out on the new four lane. That's the time to put in the new sewer, and it's two objects that will save money in the long run, and it'll also provide a proper sewage treatment for the people out of Bonagie, Drummondy and the Dromore area.
There's concern over delays in road improvement works. Information supplied by Donegal County Council shows that the majority of those delays are within the Lifford Stranorra Municipal District, and some of the projects have been stalled because of the installation of various works by Irish Water. Councillor Jerry Crawford says the high level of delay is alarming. He says there needs to be more cooperation and coordination between the council and Irish Water.
I think that it really shows the need for joint up thinking ahead of the process and investment in what's really needed in the water and the water facilities, water provision there. So that very necessary works on our primary roads and our national roads are not delayed, or in some cases they haven't happened at all. And that's too big a price to pay.
Weather forecast, it'll stay mostly dry this evening with bright spells to end the day in a light to moderate easterly wind. Variable cloud cover tonight with isolated showers and some mist or fog patches developing. Lowest overnight temperatures 3 to 6 degrees Celsius generally, with a touch of frost in places as easterly breezes fall off light. Fog lingering in places tomorrow with some isolated showers. The fog will gradually clear during the morning and the rest of the day will be mostly dry with good sunny spells and well scattered showers. Highs of 12 or 13 degrees Celsius in light easterly winds. The main stories in brief this evening. The Cabinet will meet this evening with an expectation that border counties in the Republic will move to level 4 restrictions. It follows confirmation of a 4-week circuit breaker in Northern Ireland, which is to come into effect on Friday. The President of Letterkenny Chamber says businesses here are anxiously awaiting confirmation as to what's to happen in Donegal in light of the announcement north of the border. This week, the Chambers in Letterkenny and Derry met on the border in an effort to encourage people in the Northwest to take on board public health messages and work together to contain the spread of COVID-19. Earlier this evening, a record number of coronavirus cases were reported in Northern Ireland. The past 24 hours has seen 1,217 new cases and four additional deaths. The Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, meanwhile says a two-week school closure will be implemented as part of the circuit breaker. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 14th of October. The death has taken place of Ernest Norris, Dlac Cuildaff. His funeral service will take place tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in Dlac na Drummond Methodist Church, Cuildaff, followed by burial in the adjoining burial ground. Funeral service can be viewed on the Inishowen Methodist Facebook page. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Inishowen Methodist Church's Dlac na Drummond property account or Inishowen Methodist Church's Moville property account. Care of Mrs. Valerie McCaig, the Knock Cuildaff. And the death has occurred in Brynishkin, Wales, of Amelia Skinner. Funeral will take place in Wales and will be private to family only, please.